Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Siman Shin Samachay. We will finish Siman Shin Samachay B'li Neder. This is page Reish Chav Tesam and Aleph. We are up to Si'if Hey. So tonight is Si'ifim Hey, Vav Zayin and Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Hey. Afal Pishim Mutul Shtamish Tachas HaKorah, even though you're allowed to use the area underneath the Korah that's at the entrance on the Mavoy, Lo Yeshav Adem Barosh HaMavoy V'Chefetz B'yad HaShem Yizkal Gal Chefetz M'yad HaShem V'yenu Elav. We do not recommend it. We do not recommend holding something, carrying something, while standing directly under the Korah, because we're afraid you'll drop it, it will roll out to the Rosh HaSarabim, and then you'll go and you'll pick it back up and bring it back inside. Kivin Shein Heker Beino the Rosh HaSarabim, because there's no obvious Heker to remind you between where you are and the Rosh HaSarabim. Aval, Al Pesach HaChotzer Mutter, Bein Pesach Le Rosh HaSarabim, Bein Pesach Le Karmel, L'Sheyesh Ba Keira. But standing at the entranceway of a Chotzer, you're allowed to hold something, because there is a Heker to remind you not to carry it back in if it falls out into a Rosh HaSarabim. Mishabru Chavches, Afal Pishu Mutul Ishtamish, Ratzalomar. Didafkal Tzara Mikreva is Damin Mutul Taltoshom Chavatzav Leisat Tzorech. Even though we said that you're allowed to carry underneath the Korah, that just means if it happens once in a while or it happened to have happened. Avalo Yeshashom Bekviot Vechevitz Biado. But one should not make a habit out of it. Tachas HaKorah Vuadin Shaleyeshavitz Alalechi. And not only are you not supposed to sit underneath the Korah carrying something, across from the lechi is likewise problematic. But if instead of a lechi or a korah, there's a tzuras ha-pesach at the opening of the mavoi, then it would be mutter because that is a sufficient heker. But in our tzuras ha-pesach, which is very, very high, meaning the eruvin that we have in our cities have tzuras ha-pesachs all over the place, but they're way, way up in the air. You don't even notice them, and they're with invisible string. So that certainly would not count as a hacker. And even if the mavoi does not open into a real Rosh HaSarabim, it just opens into a karmelis, it's also asur, because it's very common that a person is going to forget. Okay, sivvav, meaning even though we just said in the previous sif that you're not supposed to sit right by the beam, right underneath the korah, or right across from the lechi, holding something. If women do it, we don't yell at them. Because since it's a matter of a derabanan, we'd rather them violate it b'shogeg rather than do it b'mezid, meaning we don't think we're going to be successful if we tell them not to do it. They're going to continue to do it anyway. So, but then they'll do it b'mezid, knowing that they're doing something wrong. So better to do that they do something wrong b'shogeg. The Mishabur points out, this is not only a rule that on a din d'rabbanan you don't correct somebody when you don't think they're going to listen. Even on a din d'oraisa, you don't correct them if you don't think they're going to listen, unless it's mefurash b'kra. If it's mefurash b'kra, then you do correct them, even if you don't think that they are going to listen. Siv zayin, mavu shenitl korosov o l'chayov b'shabbos. If the beam comes off of the mavoi, or the lechis come off of the mavoi on Shabbos, aval bishutil mixa Shabbos, even though that mavoi was hutar from that beam, or that those lechim prior to Shabbos, and for parts of Shabbos, asur misham. From the moment those beams come down or those lechis come down, it's usher to utilize that mavoi. And that's regardless of whether the mavoi opens up into Rosh HaSarabim or a karmelis. However, there are those that say that this chumrah, that you're not allowed to use it for the rest of Shabbos, is only if there's no wall around the city. But if there's a wall around the city, then even though the korah came down from the mavoi, or the lechis came down from the mavoi, you may continue to use the mavoi on Shabbos. Says the Ramav, Yeshus Machazel Lahatir. We can rely on this Yesh Misha Omer and be makel if there is a wall around the city. But that's only if the lechi or the korah was something that was substantial enough, or seemed strong enough to have lasted the whole Shabbos, and just something happened, someone knocked it over or something. But if it was something that that was so flimsy that when on Erev Shabbos you could have predicted it was going to come down on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to use that mavoi after it comes down. If we're not sure if it came down on Erev Shabbos or not, we go lekula, we assume it came down later. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph, shenitlu karosav alechayav, ratzalomer lechi or kora shalal, that its lechi or its kora came down on Shabbos. It doesn't have multiple lechis. A mavoi only has one kora or one lechi. And for that matter, it could be that the tzuris ha-pesach came down if that's what was being matir, the mavoi. So asur misham ve'eloch. So the first opinion Shulchan Aruch said that once it comes down, you're not allowed to use that mavoi anymore. L'taltal el b'toch arba amos. You're not allowed to carry more than four amos in that mavoi. V'chein asur lahotzi mi bayis l'sham. And you're not allowed to carry from a house into that mavoi. V'lor minun kan Shabbos hol v'hutru hutru k'mobisim shin samach siv beis hol v'lesen v'lmechitzos. And we do not apply over here the principle of hol v'hutru hutru, that once it became mutter for part of Shabbos, we leave it mutter for the whole Shabbos, because the bottom line is there aren't mechitzos over here. Mukefes choma mutter, but if the whole city was surrounded by a wall, the second opinion holds, then it's going to be mutter for the rest of Shabbos. Darei al yidei choma have you called it rishos yachid gamur, because the wall that surrounds the city turns the whole city into a rishos yachid. The only reason they had to be masak in the mavoi was to remove the residents of the nachrim from ruining anything. So such a tikkun hamavoi that comes down on Shabbos is not going to prove problematic. Because then it would just be like two chatzeros that don't have an eruv between them, and the wall that separates them came down on Shabbos. That in such a case, we say that once it was mutter for part of Shabbos, it remains mutter for the whole Shabbos, because the outer walls that surround those two chatzeros are still there. So here as well, the city walls that surround everything is still there, even though the tikkunim on the mavuos have come down. So that's where we say, that this whole idea that the wall around the city helps is only if the city was built, then the wall was built. But if the wall was built first and then the city was built, then the whole city has a din of a Carmelis and not a Rishos Yachin. And then you did something to the Mavoi to allow you to carry in the Mavoi, but that Tikkun you made in the Mavoi is now removed on Shabbos, because now the Mechitza is gone and it's opened into a Carmelis. Omidli Sasser, we said that if the lechi or the kora you could have predicted was not going to last through Shabbos, kigon b'makom shem tzuyim nachrim shem kalkul masam b'lal Shabbos akrov levada yushei kalkuluhu, doesn't only have to mean that it lacked structural integrity. Sometimes you could predict because you know you live amongst a bunch of hoodlums, right? You live in a neighborhood where there's anti-Semitism and they pull down the eruv of every Shabbos and they pull down the lechi and they pull down the kora and they cause all sorts of problems all the time. So if you could have predicted that it was going to come down, then it is not mutter after it actually comes down. Vim safek, I ain't omid li saser ka'i. This is talking about a case where it was not omid li saser, and we're saying it's a safek, whether it was, meaning it was something that was it was strong, and you live in a good neighborhood, and it should have lasted the whole Shabbos, but now you see that it came down, and you're not sure if it came down before Shabbos or on Shabbos, azlin on lukula. Then we go lukula, demakmin lachaskas of ashtu denishbar. We assume that it was up when Shabbos started, and it only came down on Shabbos, and therefore it's mutter for the rest of Shabbos. Si'if ches, mavi shenishtat buvo v'nishbra ha-korah, if you made a sheet of mavuos, and then the korah broke, osu chatzar she'eruv munach bo, the chatzar that has the eruv in it, meaning you made an a joining of all the chatzeros in the mavoi through a shituve mavuos, and there was a korah at the end, at the opening of the mavoi, and the korah broke. So the chatzar that the eruv is placed in, that the box of matzos is placed in, the chatzeros ha-psuchos lo, and any other chatzeros that open up into that chatzer are mutaros. Aval chatzeros she'im psuchos lo, so chatzer asuros. But any chatzeros that do not open up into the chatzer that has the eruv is going to be asur, because the mavoi that was held together by that korah, the korah is gone. So now there's nothing combining all the different chatzeros in the mavoi, but the chatzer that has the eruv is still linked to its adjacent chatzeros, but it's not linked to other chatzeros. Sifkat on lamed zayin shenishtat v'bo ratzalom or shasurak shituvim avos v'lasu Ruvi Chatzer is Kolach B'Fnatzma B'Chatzero. The case over here is that they only made a Shetufei Mavuos to join the Chatzeros to one another, but they never made an Eruv Chatzeros within each Chatzer. V'Yafal Pikein Mahani K'dekayim L'Lan Kamam Simshim Pezayin Somachal Shituf Makom Eruv. And that works, meaning when you only make a Shetufei Mavuos and not an Eruv Chatzeros, you're still allowed to carry within each Chatzer. So Apsuchas La Ratzalom Sheish Pesach Chalon Sheichon L'Tal T'Lavi Mizol Zo Shalo Derech HaMavui. If there's a way to get from one chatzer to the other without going through the mavui, that's what it means that there's psuchoslo, then you're allowed to carry in between the ones that, in between the chatzer that has the actual eruv in it and the ones that open up directly into it without having to go through the mavui. But shein psuchos, the other chatzeros, ratzalomar afilu ha'omdos pitzad chatzerzo, even if those other chatzeros are adjacent to this chatzer, kivin shein lam pesach ha'chalonos chatzer, since they don't have a window or a door to this chatzer, asuros to lasalei of gabayu, because they don't have the eruv v'lo matzil asuya eruv derech hamavoi kivin shenishbar akora. And now you can't carry the eruv from chatzer A to chatzer B because it would involve going out to the mavoi, and you're not allowed to go out to the mavoi because the korah is down. V'dafka kishenishbar tikon hamavoi b'chol, but that's only if the korah came down during the week. Aval nishbar b'shabbos, if the korah came down on Shabbos, shari letalto b'kol chatzeros, then you'd be allowed to carry in all the chatzeros, given she eruv hayakayim ben hashmashos, because when Shabbos started, the eruv was intact. Va'afilu michatzer lechatzer shari, and you'd even be allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other, bein darach pesachim shebineihem, both between the doors that open up directly from one chatzer to the other, bein darach chorin or the windows or anything else. Dikivin shehuter b'miksa Shabbos hutu lekol haShabbos, because since those chatzeros were mutter for some of Shabbos, they become mutter for the entire Shabbos. Hutu l'kaman breishem shenayin dalit v'rak derech hamavoi asal l'tal. The only thing you would not be allowed to do if it came down on Shabbos is to carry through the mavui, but from one chatzer to the other, even the ones that don't have the eruv, you would be allowed to carry if it came down on Shabbos. So asuros da, those on chatzeros asuros l'taltel, those chatzeros that you're not allowed to be metaltel in, afil b'bayis echad asur micheder l'cheder. Not only are you not allowed to carry from one house to the next within that chatzer, if there's a large house that has multiple rooms and there are different residents of each room, you're not even allowed to carry from room to room. In Mekal Cheder Dar Adam, Dar Adam Echad Bifnei Atzmo. If everyone has their own room that the other party, that the other people in their rooms have no shaychus to, so like an apartment building where you don't have a right to my apartment, I don't have a right to your apartment, so if there's no eruv that joins the apartments to one another, so that's it, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. This is something we need to work on in cities that don't have a tikkun mavuos. That even within a single apartment building, two neighbors are not allowed to carry from one to the other, unless they made an eruv chatzeros. And we also have to likewise be concerned in places that have a lechi or a korah or a tzuras haPesach. And the tikkun was broke in the mavui where the beis haKnesses is. Who cares where the beis haKnesses is? Because the tradition is that we keep the eruv chatzeros in the Beis HaKnesses. We keep the box of matzahs in the Beis HaKnesses. Shemunuch shame eruv ke'agavna. Im nishbar b'chol, if it broke during the week, shalei yataltu l'shuv b'kolam avuos, afil yesh lem tikkun b'fnei atzmam, elem kenu b'nin sheichol navi eruv etzlam mi Beis HaKnesses. So anywhere that's not going to have access to the box of matzahs is not going to be allowed to carry anymore. V'da'od, de'b'makom she'nos in tikkun mavuos b'ir, and also you should note that if they didn't make a tikkun mavuos in the city, tzarekli you can't make an eruv chatzeros unless you have a minimum of two houses in the chatzer. I'm not sure what that means. Or a chatzer that's near them. In a way that you're able to bring the eruv through a door or a window on Shabbos. In such a case where they didn't make a tikkun to the mavuos, lo yanichu eruv bebeis haKnesses kanahug rak becharabatim. We should change the minhag don't leave the Erev in Shul, leave it in one of the batim. V'im lo asu kein, and if they don't do that, also the tatal afil b'chatzar beis haknesses, al smach Erev shemunuch beis haknesses. You will not be allowed to carry, even in the chatzar beis haknesses, relying on the Erev that is in the beis haknesses. So to review what we learned tonight, first we learned that even though you're allowed to carry underneath a korah at the entranceway of a mavoi or across from the lechi, you're not supposed to do that b'kvius because we're afraid you might drop something outside into the Rosh Hashanah and bring it back in, although we have no such concern by a chatzer. And then we said if women are doing it, don't criticize them because they're not going to listen anyway. And even on daraisas that are not mufurish b'kra, we say mutav shushogin v'lo yuhu mizidin. And then it's of Zion we said that if a korah or a lechi of a mavui comes down on Shabbos, so there are 2 days in Shulchan Aruch whether you're allowed to use that mavui for the rest of Shabbos. One day is absolutely not. The other day is that if the city is mukefas choma, then yes, then you are allowed to use it for the rest of Shabbos. We said, the Rama added, but that's only if it's something that you could have predicted would have stayed the whole Shabbos. But if you would have known Meikara that it was going to come down in the middle of Shabbos, then there's no heter. Then you're not allowed to use it for the rest of Shabbos. And then in Sifches we said that if you had a mavui that had a shitufe mavuos, but no eruv chatzeros, and then the korah broke, you're only allowed to carry from the chatzer that has the eruv in it to other chatzeros that do not involve carrying out into the Rosh Hasharabim, but you're not allowed to carry into the Mavui rather, but you're not allowed to carry between Chatzeros that involve carrying something into the Mavui, that would remain Aser. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simon Shin Samach Vav, Sif Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.